Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's the Luke and Pete Show. I'm Pete Donaldson, and once again, we're doing this fraff. It's the 9th of March. How the devil are you, Lukey Moore?
Good, thanks. Just unmuting my mic so I could do a quick burp without you knowing.
Okie dokie.
Pretty good. Yeah. What's new?
I work with somebody who has got a microphone that you can mute the microphone if you tap the top of it, which seems like... That seems counterproductive because you're going to make a noise when you tap it.
Yeah.
It's very confusing.
Who's the manufacturer?
I don't know. I think it's one of those Elgato ones. Why aren't we sponsored by like a microphone company? Why don't microphone company? You know, like how, you know, your Eddie Van Halen's probably sponsored by Ibanez. Or
he'd have a signature guitar, wouldn't he? He'd have a signature guitar.
Yeah. So I think we should have a signature microphone.
I agree. And I'm actually a fan. If they are listening and there's some potential candidates for said sponsorship, I would be very interested in working with Elgato. I'm a fan of their products.
Yeah. Yeah, you are. You are a user and abuser of their products.
No, I'm not an abuser. Stuff. I don't take the key light or the camera and like jizz on it. Like, I just use it for work.
Well, you've turned the air blue very early.
One for the dads. Just one for the dads. That's my way of saying early on a Thursday to the dads, I seize you. You're welcome here. You know, you're not welcome anywhere else if you're a dad anymore. No. You can't say anything these days, but you're welcome here.
I saw my dad over the weekend. It was his 70th birthday.
Happy returns to Stewie.
Grabbled my way up the, is it the M1? A1? No, I fucking know.
You drove it.
One goes right, one goes left, and they've got a lot of porno shops on the side of them. it was good. It was good seeing him. He was played a couple of games of pool.
Did you beat him?
Had an argument, then went home, really. Yeah. Just for pretty simple stuff.
That's what he asked for. Was it for his birthday? Two games of pool and a punch up, please.
Yeah, exactly.
What did you have an argument about? JPEG resolution? Something to do with Boris Johnson?
No, it was taxi provisions. I was going to meet a mate in town, and I was like, well, I can't get a taxi because Hartlepool, they just don't have taxis anymore. Even though I booked it like hours in advance. And so I said, all right, well, I'll just drive in and I'll pick up my car tomorrow. And my mum, she'll go mad at the weirdest things, Luke. She really will. Right. Like she'll get...
What was her problem
anything with this plan? Anything that's outside of her normal kind of... like what she's kind of used to. She understands taxis, but the idea of me driving into town and leaving my car overnight, she's like, there's no parking in the whole of town. It's all residential parking. I was going, what, there's no parking in the whole of town?
Yeah.
Like, even I know that's absolute bullshit. And then my dad gets involved and he's going, you don't do... And I'm like, Dad, let's make this very clear. You don't give a shit about this argument.
Yeah.
You've been to the pub and you've come back and you want to just get involved because it's fun to have an argument. Yeah. And you don't really care. And my dad went, how dare you say I don't care about you, son? Blah, 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 blah. So it was an argument about caring about me.
Did you have a nice time?
Happy birthday, Dad. Happy 7 years.
I'm pleased to hear that Hurricane Donaldson made landfall up in the northeast of England.
It's good stuff.
And how long did it take you to drive up there? Did you go in the little Fiat 500?
Went in the little Fiat 500. It's all right, actually. It wasn't too bad, actually. I went with my mate Al needed to go up as well. So
nice little road trip.
Little road trip. It's so much easier when you've got someone to talk to. Like, I'm usually absolutely rinsed with exhaustion Saturday morning. Yeah. But I managed to get up there quite easily.
It's so much easier when you've got someone to talk to.
Yeah, put that on a tea towel.
I can't
put
imagine
that in the kitchen.
The sheer level of pop punk that was being listened to in that car on the way up to Hartlepool.
Oh, no, Al's not very much not. He was reading the book Meet Me in the Bathroom, so he put the Meet Me in the Bathroom playlist on Spotify.
Right.
And it's basically a Spotify playlist that someone's put together.
Yeah.
And they've basically, when a song is mentioned in Meet Me in the Bathroom, they put that song on a Spotify playlist.
Yeah.
Even if they mention three or four times, it's going in there three or four times
order.
It's absolutely baffling. So there's a lot of hot heat and the bravery and the yeah and stuff like that. You know who you don't talk about anymore?
Who?
In 2023? Harm our fucking superstar.
Yeah, I was, you know,
he used to be fucking everywhere.
I was thinking about him the other day. I was thinking about, I don't know why. I think did he have that song, I like all the girls and all the girls like me? Was that him?
Oh, I don't know. He had a song called Meh, he's a pest. I'm gonna throw away the key. It's very little to go on there, but it's roughly in the right register.
Well,
Easy
well,
Pass, I think, was his big one.
So,
Maybe,
for those who aren't aware of the book, it's essentially the kind of oral history of that Strokes era in New York at around the turn of the century, right? So is it fair to say that era hasn't dated very well?
No, it hasn't, but I think some bands deserve a bit more credit, and some bands deserve people to remember what they
the
did, even if they didn't want to listen to any of their music. Like, the Klaxons doing a duet with Rihanna at the Brits. Like, that's amazing that happened, and that's something that the Klaxons will go to their grave sort of quite enjoying, but I don't need to hear it. You know what I mean? I was there, I was at the Brits, I saw it, it was very impressive at the time. But I don't want to hear it again.
What were you doing at the Brits? And what year was it? 2007?
Yeah, just hanging out, man. Just fucking doing my stuff. Got pissed. Fell asleep on Kate Nash at an after party. Any more questions about my cool life?
This is why people are wrong to bracket us up together around this time, because you were actually doing it all. and I wasn't. And that guy from Klaxons is now married to Keira Knightley, isn't he?
Is he now?
Yeah,
is that true?
Guys.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Is what's Knightley doing now? Because she's sort of like,
no clue.
She was like a shit Portman, wasn't she?
Yeah, I mean, look, I've got no beef with either Klaxons nor Knightley, but my personal opinion is that she's not a very good actor.
No,
but that's okay. Nor am I, and she's doing very well for herself. Apparently, she's very happily married to the guy from Klaxons, and they've got two kids.
You don't know that they might be having a right old shit all time.
Well, I was about to say, I imagine it's an unbearable household. But they're having a nice time, and that's fair enough. But
that's
So 2007, the reason I asked that is because 2007 was the year you and I first started working together, and I think to myself, no wonder I was pretty starstruck hanging out with PED, a.k.a. Geordie Pete, a.k.a. Cheeky Pete. If he was going to the Brits and stuff, and I was just hanging out...
Geordie Pete? I was known as Geordie Pete for a short period of time in the Ramble, wasn't
You're
I?
Not
I
even Geordie, are you?
Not even Geordie, no.
So has Hartlepool changed much since you were up there?
There's a new Palmore place.
Oh, right. I thought that was more of a Middlesbrough thing. I suppose you're not far from Middlesbrough,
no,
then, are you?
I really wanted to get a Palmore from there, but I missed out, Luke. I didn't time it properly. My mum made some chicken in the air fryer, so I had to eat that.
Oh, you're an air fryer family, you lot.
I'm an air fryer. Yeah, we're a big. She's got this special air fryer powder she puts on the chicken and then sticks it in the air fryer and goes, look at this. I mean, it was genuinely very nice, but I mean, we are very much the air fryer.
What time was that? What time was she serving that up?
That was serving up. I mean, because my dad gets up at 1 o'clock in the morning, so it was about 11 o'clock in the morning. We were eating air fryer chicken.
I like the fact that your dad's obviously perfectly entitled, 70 years young, perfectly entitled to keep whatever time he wants, given that he's retired now and all the rest of it. Is it fair that he makes everyone else, you know, dance to the beat of his own foul jamboree, though?
Well, I mean, he shouldn't really be complaining that his daughter rang him while he was out at the pub, when he was in the pub at 10 o'clock in the morning. And, you know, he can say quite accurately... 10 a.m. for him is indeed the afternoon for him. But, you know, everyone else has to live their lives.
Yeah, the rest of the world does still exist.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
So he wasn't happy getting a phone call from his daughter on his birthday.
He didn't know. I think he got a phone call, but he didn't get a phone call with the little bands, which is what he wanted. But you live and learn, don't you? Yeah. You live and learn.
I suppose he probably thought to himself, the best of my kids hasn't come. That's what he thought.
Exactly, yeah.
That's a feeling I know well, when my sister, who's got two kids and is very much the apple of the eye and the whole family is, I'm reasonably content to play the consolation prize.
Yeah.
You know? And then it happens with my wife as well.
No one's happy when I turn up. I'm just a pain in the ass. But if you turn up with a couple of kids...
Yeah, exactly. You're,
like my sister.
Cock of the walk.
Yeah, and you fire a couple of kids out your foof and you're bloody King of the Ring 1998.
I'm also very aware of it with my wife, the wife I have access to as well. She is incredibly popular. Everyone likes her. She's nice, like good conversationalist. She's pretty, so she, you know, lights up the room. And I just very much come along as a sort of, you know, buy one, get one free kind of role. Where, honestly, it happens in every social function. People are fine. They're not actively annoyed at me being there, but there's no real engagement or happiness that I'm there. It's very neutral. Whereas, like, the first thing I'll say first thing people say to me if I turn up to a social event without my wife, oh, where's your wife? I've known you ages. Where's that come from?
I was speaking of meeting a friend's partner. I'd never met a mate from home's partner before, but
just the guy with the teeth
on Saturday. It's just the guy with the teeth. No. There was a man in the pub who had amazingly bad teeth.
Did you actually know him
before.
Or not? Did you actually know him?
I didn't know the guy. No, he was a young lad, and he had just astonishingly bad teeth, like proper, like what the hell is going on here? Kind of teeth.
Describe them.
They were just like old. Old sort of like gravestones, like on a bad hill. You know what I mean? Just like proper, like pointing out in different directions, and like one of them was like,
"What bad?" Because they hadn't looked after them, or bad because they just grew bad.
I think a bit of both, to be honest. And like, kids still get free braces, don't they? I'm fairly certain that's the case. I did. I don't know.
But Pete, you know, there's a lot of American listeners to this show right now thinking these two are talking about teeth. How bad must those teeth have been?
Mine are pretty ordered, but they're just the wrong colour, aren't they?
Yeah, yours are fine.
If you get an Acorn Electron off or a BBC Micro or a Commodore 64, that's me, basically. That's my teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? Functionally they work, but good God.
And mine are like an N64 controller. What were you gonna say about your mate's partner?
He was just telling us this amazing story. So her dad owns a farm.
Nice.
And for whatever reason, he got hold of a load of copper, like a good amount of copper. Like,
they still grow copper on farms, do they?
Well, I presume he was, you know, the opportunity arose.
Yeah.
You've got a shed. You've got a barn. Yeah. Keep your copper in there.
No one looks in the farmer's barn either. No one ever does that.
No.
You don't ever see a farmer's barn and go, I'm gonna have a look in there. You go to a farm, if you're anything like me, and you go, I'm frightened to, I know this is a public footpath, but I'm frightened to be here. Because he's probably got a dog.
Nothing good happens in a barn.
He might have a bull and he's probably gonna be angry. So I'm just gonna move on. So that's probably a pretty good place to store potentially stolen copper.
Yeah, and like Tottenham, he's, you know, a good school friend and stuff, and absolutely solid lad. Like, love him to bits. He's such a sweet guy, and I don't get to see him very often because he's up north. And like, I just sort of think it's funny how our like lives have kind of diverted. Diverted. Like, you know, I went up one road and he went up the other, and he spent like about a year ago. Him and his missus were telling us a story about they spent a month, just over a month, doing 2 hour, 3 hour. Night watchman shifts on the in-laws' farm, protecting the copper from thieves. Right?
How long for?
So, how long for a month? These scoundrels, these chaps, were out and about trying to steal the copper, and my mate Dave and his missus would sit in a lorry outside the barn with an illegal taser, a baseball bat. And a couple of like knives and stuff, just defending this copper. Now these guys had got away with like something like 10 grand's worth of copper over the days before, before they got involved. And so they were just doing like these night shifts where like every member of the family was just on call to do a couple of hours every night protecting this valuable copper.
It's like a shit Last
at
of
no
us.
Point. Say again. Yeah, it is a little bit Last of Us. And it's just kind of like, it just made me laugh because I was like, I never need to sit in a lorry with an illegal taser threatening to attack. On a couple of occasions, apparently just some poachers.
What the fuck is going on up there?
It is proper, it's proper funny, isn't it? Yeah, it is like the Wild West. But and this poachers, apparently like these lads turned up, and you know it was all action stations, and my mate Dave drove his car into the side of their car.
To stop them,
it was like Mad Max, and they, as they were tearing away. And it turned out they were just poachers.
What were they poaching? What kind of livestock is on the farm?
Oh, no, I don't think they were stealing. They weren't even on their farm stealing. They were just coming up the road. And Dave decided to head them off by crashing into them. But it turned out they were just poachers. So, you know, either way, they were doing no good.
This is an incredible set of circumstances. So had there been a situation where they had had a confrontation before that with them?
Yeah, I think so. I think they chased them off a couple of times before, but it just makes me giggle at that. You know, that's some people's lives.
Yeah,
tasers, copper wire.
Well, I think I speak on behalf of all of us in the community, and particularly everyone listening, when I say that I would probably pay a decent amount of money to have you staking out a copper for a while with a taser and a baseball bat. Because I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
I'll tell you why right now. Because if you're on your own, just you. Within an hour, you would have tasered yourself.
I would have tasered myself.
Yeah, on purpose, to see what happened. And I've actually seen you do that before, exactly that, because you got bored and you can't sit still for more than 20 minutes. And so all the potential thieves would have had to have done just wait it out. It's got absolutely no discipline.
Yeah, just wait until I tase myself,
He's got no patience.
You just see a flash of light from our truck. In the cab,
the whole car light up like a cartoon, electric shock.
Yeah, exactly.
Would you have they not got some kind of dog they could use as a guard dog to chase people off? Or
I don't know. I didn't get that far in the story. But I just think that, you know, I could have been in a lorry if my life had been different with a taser, and I think I'm better suited to this life. Thank God.
That does boggle the mind.
Certainly is. They also run a pub, and apparently this bloke came in a couple of days ago and went, sorry, I am very forgetful. I have had a head injury, but can I just have a pint of beer? And this guy sat down and had a pint of beer. And then about five pints later, it just goes a bit quiet in the pub, and this guy feels a bit awkward. So he just stands up and goes, I can fight anyone in this pub.
Oh my god!
Just out of awkwardness. Imagine starting a fight just out of awkwardness. And I'm like, this is what a guy. He just feels a bit awkward. He's apparently had some kind of head injury recently, and he stands up and he says, "I'm going to fight any of yous lot. I can fight anyone in this pub." It's an amazing. Again, just a different life.
Because for me, whenever I go back to where I'm from, it doesn't feel. Hugely different to where I live now, but presumably for where you are from, it's very different.
Yeah,
like
no,
Hartlepool. What's your dad's pub like, for example?
Hartlepool's fine. I mean, it's a flat roof monstrosity. They have got a fire, though. They were spending a lot of time.
You mean someone just set a fire?
Just someone building a fire. That was a fire I'd never noticed before. So yeah, that was the big thing. This bloke had spent ages trying to build this fire. He never got it going, to be honest. Everyone was taking the piss out of him. Not they weren't helping. The dads were just taking the piss out.
You look like at the moment with your outdoorsy clothes and your mustache. You look like you could properly tend the fire. You look like you could outdoors.
You reckon? Yeah. As long as I have fire lighters.
it's a great look. I told you on Friday when I saw you on Friday. And yeah, I appreciate this isn't really a visual feature to those listening, but when I saw you on Friday, when you walked in, for the first time ever in knowing you, I was like, wow, Pete looks amazing.
Pete finally looks all right.
You know when Jim went through all that kind of workout stuff and went to the gym loads?
Yeah.
And he got his teeth sorted and he just looked like he'd had like a proper glow up.
You look like that,
but in a far more rugged, instant way.
He should have just grown a moustache like me. That's what he should have done.
Because I think what the thing with you is terrible beard, amazing moustache.
Yeah. Awful beard. Terrible. But God, I can do a tash.
The beard looks like you've just escaped from a ward. And the moustache looks like...
it's so patchy, yeah.
The moustache looks like basically Josh Brolin in No Country for Old Men.
It looks like I found one, that little radioactive puck they lost in the desert.
Yeah.
Really patchy beard. I'm not very well.
No.
Oy, oy, oy.
Let's have a quick break, Peter, because when we come back, I want to do... So a lot of our listener friends, a lot of our Luke and Pete Show family have been taking to the social media airwaves to let us know what they've been doing to make Prime energy drink uncool. And there's some pretty good efforts in there. Cool. So we'll read through some of those. Of course, we've got to do batteries as well. There's a few other bits and pieces to get through as well. But let's take a break for now. When we come back, the other side of this, we'll get stuck into all that action.
Okay, then.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was saying something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with something, you know.
I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
It's the Luke and Pete Show. I'm Pete Donaldson. I've got my Luke and Pete Show cup here, which is pretty fun.
Let's have a look. Oh, yeah, I forgot about
Pete.
Those.
Yeah, I forgot those.
Did you use it much?
Natalie made those, didn't she? Yeah, I do, actually. I mean, I say I do. This has been sat on the windowsill. It's grown a bit of rot in the bottom. Yeah. That's not nice.
So the answer's no,
that's not nice. No.
You don't use it.
No. Never mind.
Disrespectful. Natalie's moved on to pastures new now, though, so she'll never know.
Yeah.
We've got young, she'll never we've got know. Young Rory Nobody now, tell haven't her. We?
Good old Rory. What drinking receptacle? What drinks has he ever procured for us apart from Prime?
Rory makes great tea
content,
and he got good ideas. And they also gave him the evening off today because we're recording this on the evening because he's been working very hard recently. I said, Rory, don't bother to come and just record me.
Just
and Peter
don't
do it.
Bother. Just don't bother. Turn up tomorrow, yet.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that. If I had to say that, I would say yeah. I would have said, Pete doesn't like you anymore. That's what I would have said.
Yeah. Pete thinks you need to move on. I might start, like, because I never get involved. I never get involved, but I should just get involved in, like, sowing seeds. I could be like Littlefinger, just trying to get things. I mean, I don't. I'm struggling to see why getting Rory to not work on this show would make my life any easier. But
you're a fucking idiot.
It will make it harder.
He does all the work.
Anything. I know.
By the way, well done on remembering a character in a TV show without having to describe him first.
Thank you.
Straight in there with Littlefinger. Where's that come from?
Littlefinger, he's a bloke.
I know he is, but why do you remember him?
He was in The Wire, Queer as Fork.
Yeah.
Or as Michael Scott says in The Office, Queer as Fork.
Oh, yeah.
He's not called that, Michael.
You know that his accent in Game of Thrones is the weirdest accent. It's so odd.
He's sort of Irish, sort of talks a bit like this.
Yeah, but only sometimes. Like, sometimes he just drops out of it. Anyway, so as I said before the break, a lot of our listener pals have been helping us in our mission to make Prime energy drink uncool. And we've uploaded a load of stuff onto TikTok as well. So follow us at The Luke and Pete Show if you're on TikTok. I'll be honest with you guys, I'm not on it. But Rory set us up on it, and he's sharing a lot of clips and a lot of other extra bits. So do check out The Luke and Pete Show if you're on TikTok. And then some listeners that got in touch across the other socials to suggest how they could make Prime look uncool just by drinking it. Do you want to hear a few of them?
Mm. You can do some. Shall I do some as well? If you do Richard and Dan, I'll go do Sean and Phil.
And there's another Richard at the bottom.
Lovely.
Okay, yeah. So Richard says, Richard number one, Richard the first, if you like, says... about a month ago, I strained the ligaments in my left ankle by jiggling my leg while watching TV in an attempt to cheat my way to 10,000 steps. I've still not really fully recovered. I drink Prime.
Nice.
And then
like
Dad says, I'm 36 and I pulled my back today while washing the car, #Prime.
Oh, is he leaning forward? Oh, leaning, terrible.
Yeah.
Sean, I buy the majority of my clothes from camping shops, and I only get pants and socks at Christmas, and that's why I drink #Prime. last year, says Phil, I'd have a camera up my cock after finding blood in my piss. This year, I've started watching hiking videos on YouTube. Prime! And finally for now, Richard says, when I got home from work today, I thought about how great it's going to be to put my slippers on as I was approaching the front door. #Prime, Richard. Thank you very much. Keep them coming in. Enjoyable. It's great to hear about all men and women feeling terrible, but drinking Prime.
Yeah, I sometimes... Prime. I now, when I go to a friend's house and I know I'm going to be there for a good few hours,
yeah.
I regularly take my slippers with me.
You do not
do
that.
I do.
You are an absolute fiend.
What's wrong with that?
You were criticised. Well, you're criticised for taking your shoes off on a flight as soon as the York is pulled
back. So that is a fucking thing that comes up time and time again. I need to set the record straight on that. Right. So it was me, you and John having a conversation about shoes on the plane. And we all agreed that taking your shoes off if you've got socks on is fine. Right.
You've done it with no socks.
Well, hang
socks,
on.
Though.
I'll tell you the fucking story.
Dirty Bertie.
You're the one. By the way, for context, this is about a 10-year-old conversation that you've somehow hung on to, even though you can't remember anything else. And I said, what happens if you're going on holiday and you've got shorts on, you're not wearing any socks? Surely then you can still take your shoes off. And you guys were like, oh, no fucking way. You can't do that. So I was merely saying that a lot of time when people go on holiday somewhere hot, they're wearing like sandals or flip-flops anyway. So what's the beef?
Stinky. It's just stinky feet, all of them. I don't have a problem with feet. I'm not weirded out by them. I don't think they're inherently disgusting. You know, they're always going to have socks on. So I don't think they're weird, but, you know.
Wait, there's only one person on this show that squirted a foot blister up an Orthodox Jewish woman's leg. And that was you.
that would have been, you know, getting kicked off the plane kind of vibe.
Well, it can't kick you off when it's in midair, can they?
That's true. Like, yeah, you can't land in the ocean, can you?
Hey? But you did squirt a blister up a lady's leg.
I did. I mean that. Yeah, I did. I did do that, and we've discussed it before. But it's fine. I'll do it again.
No, but we have discussed it before.
If a blister,
it's remarkable.
If I happen to have a big blister on my foot,
it's remarkable that you'll go into bat on this specific subject, given your track record. Is all I'm saying.
That's why I need to keep my shoes on, because the blister will explode otherwise. Right, battery brands. We do this every single Thursday. If you found a weird brand of battery in your battery hole, in a remote control, in a hotel, or wherever,
shove that
or whatever
up your battery hole.
Yeah, exactly. Let us know what brand it is. Samuel Green. Hello, gents from the chilly lands of Finland. Just started some work experience at the bike shop and found these tubular delights during the first week. For your approval, we have Sunrise Extra Heavy Duty. Sunrise Extra Heavy Duty. Luke, is it a new player or an old player?
It's a new player.
It's a new player.
We've never had Sunrise Extra Heavy Duty before. I've never heard of them. I've never seen them. The photo is enjoyable. It looks like a very old battered AAA battery, but that has never been submitted, to my knowledge, into the Luke and Pete show before.
Lovely stuff. Congratulations to that man, Samuel Green. I replaced all of the 9-volt batteries in my 3 smoke alarms in the house. For those of you who got in touch on Twitter and said, Jesus Christ, Peter, sort your smoke alarm situation out. So it's all good. We're sorted.
Why were you being hauled over the coals, so to speak, re your smoke alarm situation?
I just none of my smoke alarms was working because we had an issue with the power. But I think it's all fixed now.
Okay.
But it's all sorted. Chris, hello, Chris. Dear Luke and Pete, my name is Chris, long-time listener and first-time emailer. I work in a public school and stumble across various potential new players in our technic room. Pete, you'd love this room. Loads of old tech, an old slide collection from the Soviet Union, and a bunch of other tech stuff. My first battery entry is Chameleon 9 volts. Thanks for so much laughter and silliness. Greetings from Germany, Chris. Chameleon plus Alkaline. Any interest, Lukey Moore?
A keen amount of interest, but sadly, you are only the ninth person to send those in, I'm afraid. Chris, the first one of those we got was way back in November 2017. Sam sent them in, Jack, Greg King, Mark Rains, Daniel Greentree, Ian Hendry, all those guys have sent Chameleon in before. So unfortunately, it's not a new player, but thank you for getting in touch.
Never mind. I mean, with the word Chameleon...
It's spelt like camel line, isn't it?
So like... If it was spelled like that, that would make more sense as a name. Because like chameleons, obviously, they change and they sort of could be one thing one day and another thing. It's a, you know, it indicates something that changes. So camel lion would work, I think, as a thing. One day it's a camel, one day it's a lion.
Actually changed into those animals, that would be amazing.
That would be pretty cool. That would be pretty cool.
Yeah, but sadly, that's not the case.
Sadly, that is not the case. Yeah. Dave. Hello, Dave. Esteemed podcast host. For the last couple of weeks, I've been providing free labour to the wife I have access to in order to clear out her childhood home. Now her mother has gone into a care home. The treasures that I recovered from the attic were both wonderful and terrifying. My father-in-law clearly didn't have the if I die suddenly dispose of my pawn stash agreement with anyone. in a house which seemingly threw nothing away for 50 years, I had high hopes of a bumper crop of potential new players. Sadly, it was mostly a mix of very leaky Everready's, Polaroids and Duracells until my aforementioned wife discovered these two possibilities. Finger crossed that one of these sneaks in. Having come to appreciate Pete's love of procuring odd and questionable tat, could I interest him in a selection of terrifying glass clowns? All the best, Dave. I mean, it's a wonderful collection of glass clowns, I have to say. Rory, could you post that on Twitter? It's horrific. If you sort of looked in passing and not really paid much attention, you'd possibly say they're problematic, but I think they're all right.
I think they are a problem.
They are a problem. Yeah, they are a problem. But not for society.
It's not Dave's fault.
For Dave's family. So we've got a Fendian and we've got an Aztec Super Heavy Duty. Are either of those new players? I think Fendian has been seen before, maybe.
Well, it's funny you say that because I've just checked and I can't find either of those been entered before. So as things stand right now, they are both brand new players to enter the game. But we're not taking the glass clowns off your hands, I'm afraid.
No, so you can celebrate and smash them up like the TV show 100. Is it 100? Best 100? What's
Physical
that Korean
100.
Show that we're watching? Physical
Great
100.
Show.
Got a few things to say about that. I'll wait until Monday's show. So that's been the Luke and Pete show.
Congratulations to all the new players. Well done.
Yeah, congratulations. Fantastic stuff. If you've got a battery that you find, if you just want to say hello, if you want to get involved with the how to make KSI and Logan Paul's drink Prime uncool, just send your entries to hello@lukeandpeteshow.com. And you can also get in touch on Twitter. And we've got a TikTok as well. And we got a TikTok. We got a TikTok, haven't we? It's at The Luke and Pete Show, so follow us over there and you'll see potted highlights of this monstrous show every week.
Yeah, and you really have got to get the URL right because I think there's another Luke and Pete Show out there and they've stolen all the good URLs, I think.
All the good URLs. So, I like those guys, they seem quite nice.
Oh, get them to get fucked.
But I mean, they can get fucked, then they will be hearing from our lawyers. Yeah. So there we go.
Our lawyers have got too much other stuff to do. They'll never squeeze it in.
They've got bigger and better shows to deal with, to be honest. It's not worth investing any legal counsel on this show.
that's an official letter they sent us.
Exactly, yeah. Not worth it.
Have a great weekend, guys. We'll see you on Monday.
Who gave you this number? I'm a lawyer, for crying out loud.
New legal firm, who dis?
The Luke and Pete Show is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember. Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.